T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As we continue to develop this story, the bombs, apparently crude pipe bombs, that's the description I've heard, sent to a variety of public figures, as well as the CNN headquarters in New York City. Our friend, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Jimmy Galliano, who is on CNN on a regular basis, their law enforcement analyst, is there now, and he's made time for us. God bless him. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Definitely a sobering day, no doubt about it. But I'm happy to join you, and hopefully I can try to bring some clarity to this kind of crazy scene today.
All right, so let's start where you are at CNN headquarters in New York. What was received, and what was the reaction?
Okay, so this morning, apparently a crude package, as you described it, was discovered inside the CNN mailroom, and it seemed to have some link to some other packages, one that we know that was dropped off in George Soros's Westchester Homes mailbox, and also a couple of devices or a couple of packages that seem to be suspicious devices, one married sent to the home of the Clintons in New York, and the other sent to or on its way to former President Obama's home. So right now, with what we have, and I don't have any information as far as the linkage inside the device itself, we know that bombs are made up of essentially 4 different components. And for it to be an active bomb, it has to have a power supply, which is a battery or some type like that, an initiator, which could be a blasting cap, some type of explosives, which could be PETN or C4, and then a switch. And that switch could be anything from a key fob to a cell phone to a tripwire. So we don't know yet, and I've spoken to a number of FBI special agent bomb techs and members of the NYPD's ESU. We don't know if these devices contained active devices that would have been able to detonate. Now, the good news is no one has been hurt thus far, so we want to make sure that folks are aware of this threat, because these packages seem to be similar in nature. And again, Jeff, it's just like a baker, each person that makes an apple pie has their own particular signature of how they crimp the crust or how they apply the apples or how thick the dough is. It's the same with bomb makers. And that's what the bomb technicians are doing right now. First, they're determining, are these devices unstable? Do they need to do a controlled detonation? That will take place up in Rodman's Neck, which is up in the Bronx. And that's where the bomb folks have taken the device from CNN. And then secondly, after we've determined that no one can be hurt by these devices, then the job of trying to sort out the link analysis, what are right. some of the things that will tell us that this was the same bomb maker? And as I just said, every bomb maker has their own signature, how they crimp the wires, the tool marks on the device, how they package it. And from the folks that I've spoken to, Jeff, these were crudely packaged devices, almost to the point of being, if you were going to look at a device and say, what does a crude pipe bomb device look like? It's this, excessive tape, excessive postage, because they want to make sure that the device, the package, does not get, hung up somewhere because there's inadequate postage. The stamps that were put on it, they'll certainly be able to hopefully determine if there's some DNA on them or fingerprints, because, if the devices don't explode, that gives the investigators a treasure trove of forensic evidence to harvest. So sober day, they just opened the building back up here on 58th Street in New York, where the Time Warner Center is, where CNN headquarters are. So we're going to start moving our production back inside.
Okay.
But we want to make sure that your listeners and everybody else knows that they need to be aware of this. Take a look on CNN's site. There's a picture of the device that was sent to CNN as far as the packaging and the crude device on the inside, so folks can take a look at that and see if they detect anything in another post office or another home anywhere else.
Fair enough. Jimmy Galliano is joining us. A couple of minutes here, and again, Jimmy, I appreciate you so much making time for us. I know this is all in motion. You're getting ready to get back into the CNN building. Jimmy, of course, a retired supervisory special agent with the FBI up there in New York. Jimmy, as I look at this, You have the return address of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You have things sent via the mail to former presidents and the rest of it. So I'm counting the Capitol Police, Secret Service, Postal Inspectors, ATF, and the FBI that are all somehow involved with this. Who takes the lead on this investigation?
All right, Jeff, great question. So in 1998, President Clinton signed a presidential decision directive, number 62, that basically gives the FBI purview over any act of terrorism or suspected act of terrorism. And the way it works in this business is you assume terrorism until proven otherwise. So, yes, in an instance like this, the FBI takes the lead. Now, does that mean that a couple of gumshoes show up at the CNN building and wrest the device away from the NYPD, ESU folks in the bomb techs? No, this will be a collaborative effort, but the FBI does have purview over potential acts of terrorism. And as I look at this, you know, terrorism is narrowly defined as violence or the threat of violence for political or social gain. As you look at it, you look at who these devices were sent to and directed to, you can make those assumptions. But it's dangerous in this business because we don't want to exclude anything. We don't want to make a narrow focus. We want to make sure that we're looking under every rock and in every crevice and behind every parked car to make sure we're not missing something. So FBI has purview on this. They will certainly work very closely with the ATF. They'll certainly work very closely with the New York City Police Department, as well as the Secret Service, because they're involved in the protection of presidents and former presidents.
What about the attitude of the people there at the CNN building? How is everybody doing, and what are they feeling at this moment?
Wow, Jeff, I'd say it's sober resolve. I mean, they are committed to their job, and obviously, whether or not this was a false flag operation or whether or not this was some committed terrorist who was trying to, you know, hurt people or destroy the building, I believe that the folks here are committed to it. I was literally on the air on a phone call during the 9 o'clock or just at the top of the 10 o'clock hour when the fire alarm went off inside the Time Warner Center. So I was at my home. They cut away from me and they basically spirited everybody out of the building. So we're taking it seriously. There's a grim resolve here that this could be serious, but the folks here are committed to, you know, reporting on it, trying to get to the bottom of it, talking to their sources, trying to find out as much as they can. Law enforcement has a job to do, and the media, the Fourth Estate, has a job to do too. And I can tell you, having been in the former and now being in the current, folks here are committed to doing it, whether it's the stage directors, the show bookers, or whether it's the on-air talent. They're all getting down and doing the job and making sure that we're bringing folks the news and trying to get all the details and facts straight.
Excellent. Well, I know that you need to get back in that building. I'm going to ask you one more time, though, Jimmy, to indulge us, because you stated it, and it was one of my follow-up questions. We heard Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, describe it as a terrorist act. We heard other people describe it, quote, as an act of terror. But that designation is not made by politicians. It has to be determined within the scope of the investigation, right? It's the FBI. And can you remind everybody what those factors were that actually have to be checked off the list for it to be an actual act of terrorism?
Yeah, Jeff, that is spot on, my friend. So, politics is a different business. And sometimes the folks that are politicians, sometimes they get out ahead of the facts in the news. I'm not suggesting that's what Mayor de Blasio did, but I've not heard. And if that's what he did, I'd say that's a little premature. I have not heard anything definitively from the New York office of the FBI or any of the other offices that are currently working this case that has been definitively determined to be an act of terror. For that, you're going to need to find or prove motive. I don't think we have that yet. I think we'd be out over the top of our skis if we did that. Now, does it look that way? I mean, is it something that a reasonable observer could look at and say it's probably that? You know, whether or not it was somebody that actually built a bomb that was functional or just put together the component parts to strike fear or to paralyze the city or a particular politician or a particular political party, that's possible. We don't know yet what it is, so I'd be very careful about saying that. I mean, you can certainly think that people would assume it, but I'd be very careful. Terrorism is a very narrow definition, and again, it is violence or the threat of violence in the pursuit of political or social goals. We can assume those things, but we do it at our peril because in law enforcement, we want to make sure that we're not hyper-focused on one thing that we have a presupposition about, and then we miss something else entirely. I've seen it happen too many times, so we're being real cautious. And from what I hear, they have not yet determined that these are potential acts of terror.
Fair enough. Jimmy, again, we owe you so much. Thank you for making time for us. Please pass along to everybody there in New York at the Time Warner Center that they're all in our thoughts and our prayers. And we're very happy to hear that nobody was injured. And obviously, with the FBI and these other wonderful agencies on the job, hopefully we'll have some sort of resolution sooner rather than later.
Brother, I appreciate that. I will definitely extend your and the show's thoughts and prayers, and we're gonna get back to work. We're gonna stay committed to this. I was very, very proud of how the folks here handled this. We didn't go off the air for a second. We just shifted where the coverage was from. And tonight and this afternoon, we will be reporting and doing the shows out of the New York office as usual, especially in the primetime hour. So thanks for that. And Jeff, hopefully we'll catch up soon under some different conditions.
That sounds great. God bless you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. He is also the chief law enforcement analyst for CNN. That's where he is. He continues to be on location at the Time Warner building in New York. So that's the very latest from the ground zero, if you will, ground zero being the Time Warner building where they received these packages. That building was evacuated, all of their staff removed. They are now, according to Jimmy, going back into the building. The other packages, the packages sent to Bill and Hillary Clinton and Barack and Michelle Obama, those were intercepted by the United States Secret Service. The package directed towards Eric Holder, I'm not sure at this point which agency was the one that handled that one. I mean, Eric Holder, former attorney general, but completely and totally in the private space at this point. Politically active, obviously, and just a couple of weeks ago, Eric Holder calling for Democrats to engage in violence. Remember, he said, when they go low, we kick them. So as a result of a number of factors, I just want to remind you about this. You have the return address of Debbie Wasserman Schultz used on these packages. So because it involves a member of Congress in that way, you have the United States Capitol Police involved. Because these items were sent through the mail, you have the United States Postal Inspection Service involved. Because some of them were directed towards former presidents. You have the United States Secret Service involved. Because you have explosives in play, you have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives involved, ATF. And then overseeing all of it, because there is a very real possibility that it could be an act of terrorism, you have the FBI. And as Jimmy Galliano pointed out, by presidential directive, the FBI takes the lead in anything involving terrorist activities. Now, in addition to those five federal agencies, in each location, you're going to have local law enforcement. In New York City, at CNN, you've got the New York City Police Department. You've got their bomb technical team. You've got the ESU, the Emergency Services Union unit. You've got the folks, I would imagine, handling the package that was directed towards Eric Holder in D.C. So you've got the Washington, D.C. Police Department. You've got a lot of moving parts on this. And as Jimmy pointed out, each device will have what amounts to a signature, right? When people build bombs, they leave telltale signs. Remember our old friend Jim Fitzgerald, retired FBI agent who helped to bring down the Unabomber. That's how they found these guys. They were able to look at the different ways that the bombs were constructed and say, oh, yeah, well, that's the same as this, and that's the same as this. So we obviously will keep you updated on this. And as usual, we were the only source to take you right to where it happened. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.